having breakfast or doing whatever he's doing. He's eating somewhere, I'm going to guess. We got to, he's wandering New Orleans. We got to find him. But Papo is hanging on the line for us. And Papo Morales, formtowin.com, and fresh off of yesterday afternoon's very productive tutorial on Twitch. Papo, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, it was a fun session there on Twitch, you know, just giving a overview. The thing that really got me was switching over to, you know, the Asia Pacific form and kind of running through those Hong Kong races. And without any filters, it formed a win with finding winners and at decent prices. So I'm going to have to, you know, back test that more myself and start maybe playing into those pools.
Well, our friend Brian on, you know, on Thursday morning or Wednesday morning was killing it at Happy Valley. And it makes perfect sense that the more, you know, the kinds of races where, you know, horses are running regularly, that form to win is going to really be strong in terms of distilling that information, you know, into a suggested, you know, pecking order, into the, you know, the FTW average.
Right. And yeah, obviously, the more form you have to work with, the more, you know, the more data and everything you can narrow down. But the great thing about form to win also is just being able to see it all relatively on one screen and not having to fold, go through many pages, and just being able to sort, you know, sort and identify horses quickly.
Well, we don't have anything really to review per se, other than other people's success. And it's really nice to see the comments. And these are all everything that we're seeing. And if we, you know, if we congratulate people, it really feels, Papo, like people are figuring it out, you know, with your help. But I really sense that people right away are like grasping what this is and what they can do with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, like we talked about, there's a learning curve, you know, just seeing the data presented in a different way. But if, you know, once you get familiar with it, Steve, it's fairly easy to use. It's not very difficult. It's just, you know, clicking on some columns to sort them, and that's pretty much the extent of it. And, you know, you can set up your filters however you want to, and everybody will have a different angle in doing that. But we're really happy with the product and the ability that you can do it on your phone or your tablet. You know, I mean, I use it on my desktop just because normally when I'm handicapping, I'm on my desktop, but I also have it on my phone. So when these tracks start to open and I'm going to the track, I have all the data that I need right there on my phone.
Well, let's get a couple of pushes, and Fairgrounds has been the topic, and you sent me a note, in fact, as you were listening, I think, to Marcus, and you clearly were pleased that he was stressing Joy Epifora.
Yeah, Steve, I went in this morning and was looking at that card, and so on that race 10, that Tom Benson Memorial, you know, going a mile and a 16th on the grass, I just set my filters looking at races between a mile and a mile and a 16th, and she was what we call one of those dual qualifiers, top on average equibase and form to win, but she was actually ranked number one on form to win. I mean, she didn't get the best of trip last time out. She couldn't get out. Delica was actually blocking her in. But, yeah, at that price, I mean, I think I'm going to have to get involved with her. I mean, that's a contentious race. Catch a Bid was also ranked fairly high when I ran my filter through. Then I had to trip out from the 12th post. But, I wouldn't take a short price in that race for sure.
Talk about the 2 3-year-olds. Let's see, because I have not looked yet to see what the Derby and Oaks, what the analysis is producing.
Yes. Yeah, so once again, lightly raced these horses. So we're not looking at a ton of data, but the horse without any filters in the Fairground Oaks, that little Tootsie, she was ranked fairly high. I mean, number one. And then when I applied my filter looking at races between a mile and a mile and a 16th, which Little Tootsie only had one race, but it had obligatory ranked number one. I just don't know what to do with that horse. Well, her and Little Tootsie both coming off LASIK. Like we talked about last week, I'm still struggling how to analyze that form. And I don't know how deep, Steve, for the multis I want to go. But, you know, Amos, he's a sharp trainer. He knows what he's doing. And he sounded fairly confident on your show earlier this week.
Yeah, I did.
You know, maybe a backup little tootsie would be interesting. You know, if this were a mile and an eighth, maybe not so much, but a mile and a 16th. I know the pedigree doesn't scream distance, but mile and a 16th, she should be okay.
I just opened up and went to the Derby, and what's unique, of course, is that we're going to go beyond a mile and an eighth, the mile and 3/16 distance, the Preakness trip, and that you know, that's a variable. So when it comes to setting the filters, I thought, let me try 8.5, and you know, there's even horses that haven't even gone that far yet. So clicking it back to a mile includes everybody. And Run Classic scores out, frankly, which is very interesting because of the prices, he's the one that I'm most intrigued by anyway. I mean, obviously, you're going to use the Mandaloons and you know, if you have a predilection for Hot Rod Charlie and or Proxy, and then there's going to be people that are going to go back to Midnight Bourbon. But I have felt from, you know, literally Risen Star Day that Run Classic was going to be the fun, interesting horse that was progressive heading toward this.
Yeah, I mean, he fits. I think he's going to get bet down some because I've heard a number of people that have mentioned him. The stretch, you know, the stretch out to a mile and 3/16, I think it's not going to be beneficial for some of these horses. I don't know. I mean, I'm not so concerned about Run Happy on the top end. I mean, Chatain on the bottom half. I mean, even Hot Rod Charlie, I mean, out of an Indian Charlie Mayer, mile and 3/16 is kind of pushing that, at least on the dam side. But they fit, you know, on form to win. But once again, you're going to have to, you know, kind of look into pedigree to see if they're gonna stretch out. I mean, honestly, the horse I'll probably key around will be Midnight Bourbon. I like this last race, and if you read anything in the gallops out, I mean, you know, some horses just gallop out great, and some horses don't. But I went back and watched the last, and after the wire, he was three clear. So, and he never looked comfortable in his last race. Honestly, Steve, he did never look comfortable, and so I'll probably key around him. And I'm going to get Dallas's horse involved. Dallas mentioned that horse to me a couple months ago before he even ran. So I'll have him in the mix somewhere also.
Interesting. All right. Well, Midnight Bourbon, so a little 7 and a little 1. And all right. Anything else that jumped out?
Oh, yeah, just one more. That race 12, that mile and an eighth on the turf, once again,
the Muniz.
I wouldn't take a short price on any of them. And Colonel Liam, the likely favorite. You know, I even looked at the rags this morning. I mean, he's not running anything better than a lot of these in here. Not saying he can't run faster, but at a short price, I'd be interested in, you know, Spooky Channel Fits on form to win for Lynch. And I thought maybe he was purely a marathon horse, but he can get the mile and eighth distance, and he fits on when I put in my filters for form to win. And the horse that absolutely does not necessarily fit on form to win, but just replay work, I'm going to try to get the 10 involved somewhere. Piece Achieved. Not sure that he appreciated the yielding turf last time out. He was on the wrong lead coming down the lane. But when he switched back off past the wire, he had a good gallop out. So if we get firm to good, I know Cassie still believes in this horse. I think he can run well.
There's a lot of ways to go. And actually, I just did a setting with the mile. I went, what did I go for the filter? I went 8.5 to 9, and Olympic Runner scores out well.
Yeah, top one. I mean, I was actually shocked to see that because I thought it was more of a mile and a 16th horse or a mile horse, but yeah, he sits on form to win. So it's contentious, Steve.
Two free races for everybody. Get downloaded, go to your the download facility of your preference and download it, phone, tablet, as it happens, desktop does have, there isn't, you know, a lot of people these days don't do the desktop.